Britain's Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments on whether British Prime Minister Boris Johnson acted unlawfully when he suspended Parliament for 5 weeks. He's been accused of trying to delay any parliamentary debate on his push to get Britain out of the EU on October 31, with or without a deal. In meetings with European leaders this week, Boris Johnson claimed progress was being made in negotiations, but that's been denied by the EU.
Our people need to know what is going to happen to them in 6 weeks' time. They need clarity, they need certainty, and they need stability. You can't hold their future hostage for party political gains. Mr. Johnson, he holds the future of all UK citizens. It's his responsibility, but the clock is ticking. Use your time wisely.
That's Luxembourg's President Xavier Bettel speaking there in a rather bizarre press conference where he appeared alongside an empty lectern that had been set out for Boris Johnson. Joining me now from London is the Brexiteer Lord Digby Jones, a former trade minister, and Sonia Purnell, a journalist and author of Just Boris, A Tale of Blonde Ambition. She voted against Brexit. Welcome both of you to RN Breakfast.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Yes, good morning.
Lord Digby Jones, can Brexit, the Brexit impasse, be resolved, do you think, before October 31?
Oh, yes, I definitely think it can. Let's put this all into context. You've got an EU that is terrified of being blamed for this. They're trying to shed blame onto anything but them, because they don't want to be seen as a bully, they don't want to be seen as pushing people. They want to be seen as, erroneously in my view, I'm sure Sonia won't think that way, but they want to be seen as this benign group of people where we all know that the EU is owned and run by Germany. But by the way, it's not an anti-German statement. They're damn good people. It's just that they pay the piper, so they call the tune. And so they have got to be brought to the position where they will give a bit. And then what you've got to do is have the Parliament of the United Kingdom, which is basically let the people down. They abrogated responsibility and said, come on, people, tell me what you think. So they did. And he didn't conclude or agree with anything the Parliament agreed with. So then they got this huge problem, which is really what the last 3 years has been about. You've got a Remainer-based Parliament trying to implement something with which they don't agree, which is the wish of the people that said, do something else.
But how and why would the EU...
Boris Johnson is sitting there at the top of this, trying very, very hard to bring this to a conclusion by the 31st of October, on the basis that his predecessor spent 3 years trying to kick the can down the road. So do I think it's capable of resolution? Yes, I do. Do I think that the EU have got to give a bit? Certainly. Do I think that the Parliament has got to start representing the people and stop representing themselves? For sure. And do I think that the world is justifiably laughing at my country at the moment will actually understand that we are a great trading nation and we want to be friends with the world again?
Sonia Purnell, how and why would the EU end up being blamed for this? I mean, everybody is watching the politics of Britain and wondering how on earth they're going to get out of it. Nobody's particularly asking what the EU has done wrong.
Well, I mean, I think there is a very much a process here in London, in Britain generally, whereby Brexit is such a mess but we can't possibly blame the people who designed it or wanted it. We have to blame somebody else. And obviously, the EU is the obvious candidate for that. But let's look at this, though. I mean, Lord Digby Jones was saying that Parliament only votes for themselves and doesn't represent the people. Of course, this particular Parliament was voted in 2017, a full year after the referendum. So it is actually, if you like, it has greater democratic legitimacy than the referendum because it is more recent. So I really would dispute that. I think we just have to accept that squaring the circle on Brexit is nigh impossible. You either go for something like the Theresa May deal, which is an extremely imperfect one, by the way, and means that Britain would still take some obligations in terms of regulations and things in order to trade, but we wouldn't have lots of the rights that we have at the moment. So, you know, it really is the worst of both worlds. Or we stay, because we have had a parliament saying that no deal is too disastrous in terms of no fresh food or little fresh food in the shops, in terms of shortages of medicines, in terms of massive economic disruption, people losing their jobs and all the rest of it. It is simply not something that any rational, reasonable prime minister would ever go through. So you're left with those two other options.
Is Boris Johnson reasonable and rational?
Well, listen, I worked with him. I was his deputy way back in the 1990s. We reported on the EU together for the Daily Telegraph. So I got to know him pretty well. We were working in an office of two. I would say that there are many things that worry me about him, including his instability, his sort of temper, but also this facility for lying. So that even the Supreme Court during this hearing today, absolutely unprecedented. Britain is having sort of going through political convulsions. Finally, we have some grown-ups in the Supreme Court asking questions, being forensic, not grandstanding in any way, but showing that they don't trust the Prime Minister to do what they say once the judgment comes through, that they need to nail it down. The very fact that they had to ask the government's representative, the QC representing the government, would the Prime Minister actually obey a Supreme Court ruling today? This is extraordinary. This is the Prime Minister of Great Britain we're talking about, where he is so little trusted by the other institutions of government and authority that they have to pose these questions. We are in big trouble. There is no doubt about it. It's our fault, not the EU's.
Can I just observe on three levels? The one thing, this is so important, we should take the personality out of this. And I respect, Sonia, your view about him as a human being. You were working with him. I know him, not and nowhere near as well as you do. And I fully understand his foibles, but can we just take the personality out of this? By the way, we should take the personality of Corbyn, out of Theresa May, and all the rest of it. This nation is dealing with an existential crisis, and it does not have a written constitution with which to deal with it.
I think we should. I think I agree with you that personality should be taken out of it up to a point. But if we cannot trust the Prime Minister to mean what he says, where he won't even swear an affidavit.
You become incredibly precious about politicians meaning what they say. I've never believed a politician meaning what he says for the last 60 years. You know,
important that we can trust at least most of what a Prime Minister says.
What you're trying to
maybe
do
that's
is put the world of politics into a Supreme Court. And the problem is that if you are individuals or you are businesses, you can stand in witness boxes and you can actually deal with the accuracy. The problem with politics is it's by and large about deceit. And by the way, that goes back to the beginning of Australian politics. It goes back to Billy Hughes and all the rest. It goes back to Disraeli. Wherever we are in the world, politics is about persuading people to vote your way. And that implies deceit and encouragement and a form of emotional...
But this sounds like you're endorsing lying. So you're endorsing a lot of the snake oil that was sold to people, which is why a lot of people voted Leave in 2016. I think we have to be very careful, because if we accept that lying, mendacity is okay, even to be encouraged in politics, we are in deep trouble. I'm not naive. I know that politicians embellish, they bend the truth slightly, they make big claims about what they've done or been good at. But by and large, we have to be able to say that the Prime Minister, above all, more or less, more often than not, tells us the truth or is very close to the truth. We are now in a position in Great Britain when we can't say that. And the Supreme Court themselves obviously seem very nervous about it. When the Prime Minister's own brother left government, because quite clearly he didn't trust his own brother. We are in a mess if we accept that that's normal, even desirable. And I think that is a very dark day if we've come to that conclusion.
We are running out of time. We do have to get to the 7 o'clock news precisely. Look, Digby Jones, before we leave, do you think Brexit will happen on October 31?
I do, actually. I think Europe will actually bend a little bit. I think that Britain will do it. By the way, I disagree fundamentally. I think the Theresa May deal was a good deal. Manufacturing industry stays within the single market. Financial services stays outwith. And you have services outwith. And I think that control of your borders... there is a lot to be said for the Theresa May deal.
Okay. We will have to leave it there. I think we've all got a flavour of how divided Britain is right now. Lord Digby Jones and Sonia Purnell, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And Sonia Purnell is the author of Just Boris, A Tale of Blonde Ambition.